case you ever do get tired of being gone. Oh, every light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as a crack of dawn. The front walk looks like runway lights, it's kinda like a moon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on, just in case you ever do get tired of being gone. Every light in the house is on.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A wildfire spreading across Southern California. ABC's Matt Gutman is there.
Ventura County under a state of emergency as the so-called mountain fire west of Los Angeles exploded in size. The mountain fire growing to over 20,000 acres in just 36 hours. Lower winds late Thursday allowing firefighters and fleets of helicopters to pour resources on hotspots. But at one point early on, the fire, turbocharged by hurricane force Santa Ana winds, burning 2,000 acres an hour.
Jewish soccer fans in Amsterdam say they were targeted following a match in which the team from Tel Aviv was playing. Dutch and Israeli leaders denouncing the violence as anti-Semitic. Five people were hospitalized and more than 60 people are under arrest. Trump campaign manager Susie Wiles has been tapped as President-elect Trump's chief of staff, the first woman to hold that job in the White House. Other names mentioned, possibly Florida Senator Marco Rubio to serve as Secretary of State. This is ABC News. One of the most recognizable voices online has died.
You may not know his name, but if you were on the early internet, you almost certainly know his voice.
You've got mail.
Elwood Edwards, the man behind the AOL email alert sound, died this week at his home in North Carolina. And while he also voiced other messages for the service, like
welcome
and
goodbye,
it was the You've Got Mail soundbite that Edwards came to be known for. It was even the name of a 1998 Nora Ephron romantic comedy.
You've got mail.
Edwards was 74. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
A guilty plea expected today from the owners of a Colorado funeral home. The married couple charged with abusing hundreds of corpses. They are accused of piling 190 bodies inside a room temperature building outside Colorado Springs and giving grieving families fake ashes. The discovery made last year after people reported a stench coming from the building. The two pleading guilty to federal fraud charges last month. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. When sending a package, why venture outside? Ship with USPS for a true holiday ride. Want to stay cozy and warm? There's no need to roam. With free package pickup and labels printed from home, we have over 600,000 employees always in motion. And before you know it, your gift has delivered emotion. Spread the holiday joy this season with USPS's enhanced network. Learn more at usps.com/holidayride.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly sunny and it will be warmer today. We'll get to 57 for a high this afternoon with wind northwesterly at about 5 to 10. Tonight, 34. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, clouds and showers in the afternoon, 55. Sunday, morning rain, afternoon clearing, high of 54. If you are looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway, or maybe you're up for some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Devin Lemieux is set to return as the Republican Majority Leader of the Wisconsin Senate. The Oostburg legislator served as Majority Leader during both the 2021-22 and 2023-24 sessions and has been in the legislature since 2015. The Republican caucus elected Lemieux to the position during a Thursday meeting. A former Manitowoc County Sheriff's Lieutenant is accused of embezzling funds from the department. David Remicker will face a misconduct in office charge for allegedly stealing over $5,000 taken during asset forfeiture when he makes an initial appearance in December. And a Wisconsin native, a NASCAR Truck Series driver, is being fined $12,500 for skipping work to go to vote Tuesday. Seymour native Ty Majeski was supposed to be at a press conference in Arizona Tuesday ahead of the championship race Friday night. Instead, he came to Wisconsin to vote. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick. Fast play, fast play. Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's Better in Blue at Martin Transport. And the summer fitness and tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access Durand. Adams Super Service, your partner's network, Car Care Center Durand, and Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. An 84-year-old Owatonna man has been arrested in connection with a homicide from 1974. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Department, Mary Shallis was found dead near the intersection of 408th Avenue and 990th Street in Springbrook Township, February 15, 1974. Shallis was hitchhiking from Minneapolis to Chicago at the time of her death. While there was an eyewitness and evidence, a viable suspect was never identified. The Dunn County Sheriff's Department began working with the Rampo College in New Jersey and using genetic genealogy, they identified John Miller as the primary suspect. Miller is currently in custody and awaiting extradition back to Wisconsin to face charges. A jury has convicted Adam Fravel on all counts in connection with the murder of Madeline Kingsbury. The first-degree premeditated murder charges carry a sentence of life in prison without parole. The remaining three carry some form of parole possibility. The judge will sentence Fravel on only one count of the four charges. Now, Fravel will be sentenced December 17th back in Winona County courts. The UW Stout Hospitality Management Program is being recognized. The program was named the ninth best program in the world by CEO World Magazine for best hospitality and hotel management for 2024. The university has consistently been among the leaders in the rankings over the past 7 years. The top 10 schools this year from the U.S., the second 10 included universities from Canada, India, the Netherlands, Switzerland, and United Kingdom. CEO World is a business and technology magazine for high-level executives, that according to its website. A Wisconsin native NASCAR driver has been fined for skipping work and voting on Tuesday. Seymour native Ty Majeski competes in the NASCAR Truck Series and was supposed to be at a press event in Arizona Tuesday ahead of the Truck Championship race Friday night. Instead, he came home to Wisconsin to vote. NASCAR fined Majeski $12,500 for failure to attend the press conference. Majeski and his race team say they will contest the penalty. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
The last person who police say saw Elijah Vu alive is headed for trial. A judge said there's enough evidence against Jesse Vang to warrant a trial in the case. Vang is charged with Elijah Vu's death, but he's not facing homicide charges. Instead, he's facing abuse charges. Vang is Vu's mother's boyfriend, and he was watching the then 3-year-old when the boy disappeared in February. It wasn't until September that police found Vu's remains. His mother's also facing charges connected to his death. Wisconsin will receive settlement money connected with the opioid crisis. Attorney General Josh Call announced Wednesday a bipartisan coalition of 30 states reached a $1.3 billion settlement with the Kroger grocery chain for its involvement in the crisis. Wisconsin will receive up to nearly $22 million beginning next year. Kroger will also require its pharmacies to report data about suspicious activity regarding opioid prescriptions. The chain operates more than 100 stores across Wisconsin, including Pick and Save and Metro Market. The Better Business Bureau says scammers have been threatening to expose people's supposed shady internet habits. It's called a sextortion scam, and spokesperson Lisa Schiller says crooks want to spook people into sending money immediately. The criminal will claim to have access to your internet history or have footage of you watching porn. Schiller says these scams are effective because no one wants to talk about this, much less if they've fallen for it. If you get one of these calls or emails, simply ignore it. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is heading back to Minnesota. He completed his unsuccessful 3 months of campaigning as Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate. Minnesota Democrats were prepared to move Lieutenant Governor Penny Flanagan into the state's top job in the event Walz was on the winning ticket. It remains to be seen whether the governor will seek a third term or look to another office. Walz and state lawmakers have the task of reaching another budget deal in the 2025 session. The proposed spending plan must be proposed by the end of January. 70 dogs have been freed from deplorable conditions in a Fond du Lac County home. Sheriff's deputies carrying out a welfare check in the town of Calumet Wednesday noticed an unpleasant odor coming from the home. According to the sheriff's department, a search warrant was obtained and dogs in various stages of health were found in unsanitary and hazardous conditions. All of the dogs were moved to a shelter in Chilton. The sheriff's department is investigating and charges are expected to be filed. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on 2 multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
The Olmsted County Parks Department will hold its annual Disabled American Veterans Deer Hunt next week. The shotgun hunt will begin on Thursday at Chester Woods Park. Up to 30 disabled veterans will take part in the hunt, which is done to harvest enough deer to keep the herd healthy and manageable. The park will be closed through Sunday, November 17th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
The Minnesota Timberwolves turned up the heat in the second half of their 135-119 win over the Bulls at the United Center. The Wolves trailed by 9 at halftime before outscoring Chicago 79-54 the rest of the way. Anthony Edwards poured in 33 in the victory, while Julius Randle finished with 22. The Timberwolves have won 3 of 4 and are now 5-3. They will host Portland tonight. Cam Robinson returns to Jacksonville when the Minnesota Vikings visit the Jaguars on Sunday. Robinson was benched in Jacksonville before being traded to Minnesota 2 weeks ago. Robinson and the 6-2 Vikings are coming off a 21-13 win over Indianapolis that snapped a two-game losing streak. Minnesota has a top-10 scoring offense and a defense in the NFL this season, and the Vikings have never lost in Jacksonville. Sunday's game kicks off at noon. The Minnesota Wild get back into the win column with a 5-2 win over San Jose yesterday. The game was tied at 1 early in the second period, but Matt Sicarlo and Matt Boldy each scored before the third to pull the Wild away. Boldy had 2 goals in the victory. The Wild have won 4 of 5 and are in second place in the Central Division. They will visit the Ducks tonight. The WYAA sectionals continue today with the boys football. Rice Lake will be at New Richmond. Meanwhile, Baldwin-Woodville faces Freedom. Aquinas is facing Columbus. Northwestern will take on St. Croix Falls. Grantsburg will play Regis. Boyceville is at Spring Valley. La Crosse Logan, they will play Medford in the sectional.
O'Reilly. You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you're hiring, ZipRecruiter's technology makes finding qualified candidates for your job easy. What if the rest of the world was as easy as ZipRecruiter? Math problems wouldn't be so problematic.
K equals 42.
And summiting Everest would be a walk in the park. In the meantime, if you want to make your hiring easier, use ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Bucks tweaked their starting lineup and ended their 6-game losing streak, beating Utah 123-100 at Fiserv last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Andre Jackson Jr. replacing Gary Trent Jr. in the lineup and finished with 7 points, 4 assists, 4 steals, and 3 rebounds to bring an energy boost to the club.
He made plays. He was athletic. Defensively, I thought he pitched the shutout almost on anybody he guarded. Got his hands on things, got a couple offensive rebounds, ran the floor a couple times. You know, it's so funny. Though he didn't get the ball, you know, I kept telling him, with your speed, if you sprint down the middle of the floor, someone has to take you. And a couple times it was a guard, a couple times it was a big, and it led to us getting 3. So he did everything we asked him to do.
Bucks coach Doc Rivers, Damian Lillard had 34, Giannis Antetokounmpo 31 points and 16 rebounds in the win. Bucks take on the Knicks in the Big Apple tonight. Senior guard Max Klesmit poured in a season-high 26 to lead the Badgers to a 79-67 win over Montana State at home last night. Klesmit hit 6 of 11 from distance, and the Badgers as a team hit 20 of 21 at the free throw line to get off to a 2-0 start this season. Guard John Blackwell says they're looking to score in a variety of ways.
We try to get to the free throw line as much as possible. Like last game, I think we were in double bonus early, and this game we were in double bonus. So whatever we could do to get free points from the line, I mean, we're trying to do that.
UW-Milwaukee hit the road and fell to Northern Iowa 87-68 last night. In women's action, Marquette dropped its season opener 57-50 against Central Florida in Orlando. Week 10 of the NFL season kicked off last night. Baltimore, the Ravens knocked off Cincinnati 35-34. Baltimore coming from 14 down to win last night. The border battle week for the Badger men's hockey team. They'll host the Minnesota Gophers in the first of a two-game series at the Kohl Center tonight. And the boys and girls WIAA State Volleyball Championships continue in Green Bay today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Eh, too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
If fashion is your thing, eBay is it. eBay's where I find all my favorites, from handbags to iconic streetwear, all authenticated. For real. This time, a little Supreme, some Gucci. I even have that vintage Prada on my watch list. That's why eBay's my go-to for all my go-tos. Yeah, eBay. The place for new, pre-loved, vintage, and rare fashion. eBay. Things people love.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine. We'll have highs mid-50s, north winds at around 5. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows mid-30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, a slight chance of afternoon rain, highs near 50. And for Sunday, 70% chance of showers. We'll have highs in the mid-50s. Currently across the region, we do have a clear sky, even some sunshine here early this morning. Wabasha, Nelson, 41. Lake City and Pepin, 40. Plum City and Mondovi, 38. O'Galley, 36. Here at WRDN, do have that sunshine and 37 with Eli Young. And even if it breaks your heart, good morning. It's 7:21.
Way back on the radio dial. Fire got lit inside a bright-eyed child. Every note just wrapped around his soul. From steel guitars to Memphis, all the way to rock and roll. Inside. So I would stand out on the sidewalk, listen to the music playing every Friday night.
Thank you.
heard he was gonna marry some girl from Denver. Then my sister came over, had the Sunday paper with her. There was the girl on the social page, looking in love and all engaged. We decided she don't take a very good picture. It may be my family's redneck nature of it all bringing out unladylike behavior. It sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spends all winter bringing the homeless blankets and dinner. A regular Nobel Peace Prize winner, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later. I drew horns and blacked out her tooth with a marker. Childish, yes, but she made such a thin little target. I couldn't be happier on my own, but I've got the slightest of a jealous bone, and seeing her with him tends to enlarge it. Well, it may be my family's redneck nature of it all bringing out unladylike behavior. It sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spends all winter bringing the homeless blankets and dinner. A regular Nobel Peace Prize winner, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later.
That sizzle? We're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDF.
I only talk to God when I need a favor, and I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I, who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor, God, I need a favor. I know amazing grace, but I ain't been living them words. Swear I spend more Sundays drunk off my ass than I have in church. Hardcover King James, only been saving dust on the nightstand, and I don't know what to say. By the time I fold my hands, I
throwing up prayers like Hail Marys if you're still there. Lord, spare me. Oh my God, Hail Mary. Hanging in there, just barely throwing up prayers like Hail Marys if you're still there. Lord, spare me.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Jelly Roll, Never a Favor. 7:30, I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. Happy Friday. Next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, you can give us a call, 715-672-8989, or visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM, and send us a message that way. There's a new tool to clean up litter on like bike trails, like on the Chippewa River Trail. We're going to tell you a little bit about that. It's kind of interesting. Also, I don't think Engineer Greg's part of this. I'm going to have to ask him. There's a wooden satellite being launched into space. Really? Well, we're going to tell you about that too here coming up this morning. It's interesting. Way to have a new satellite. I guess it'd be a lot lighter. My question, and if it does burn up in the atmosphere, well, it's all going to burn up. But we'll tell you more about that here coming up this morning as well. Sectionals in the football playoffs continue tonight. And so good luck to the remaining area teams. We are getting, of course, ready for the basketball season. Our first game will be on the 21st. And it'll be girls' game. And so we will have that for you here on the 21st. So kind of getting gearing up for that. Have some new stuff. The control board that I've used for since 2000. Well, let's see. I was even using that before I bought the station. So, yeah, about 2007 is finally, finally given up the ghost. And I have some new equipment, which means I have to test it all first, but before the first game. Oh boy. Looking forward to that. Because I'll test it here at the station to make sure it works. And then when I get over to the high school and plug everything in, you know, it'll happen. It's happened to me before. Go to hit start to start everything and nothing will work.
Hello,
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinner Bell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinner Bell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine, highs mid-50s, north winds at around 5. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows mid-30s. For tomorrow, cloudy, slight chance of afternoon rain, highs near 50. And for Sunday,
Cloudy, 70% chance of rain. We'll have highs in the mid-50s. Currently across the region, we do have sunshine, Wabasha, Nelson, 41. Lake City and Pepin, 40. Plum City and Mondovi, 38. O'Galley, 36. Here at WRDN, we do have a sunshine, 37. With Lady A, hey, let's go downtown. It's 735.
Night. Knew the band, so we never paid our cover. Wrote our names on the bathroom tiles. We never dressed to impress all the others. They would let us in on a laid-back kind of style. But boy, you know it's been a while. And I don't know why it all take me downtown. Like you got anywhere better to be. Talk it up and give me the go round round. Like a good time tease. I'm only counting. When I should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we ran around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore. Anymore. I got some platforms sitting in the corner. They want to stroll on a city sidewalk. I got a dress that'll show a little but you ain't getting if you don't come pick me up. Show me off. You might be tired, but I'm not. And I don't know why you don't take me downtown. Like you got anywhere better to be. Talk it up and give me the go round round. Like a good time tease. I'm only counting on your cancellation. When I should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we ran around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore. I should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we ran around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore.
Had enough of me. I've had enough of her too. I might as well go on and set her free. She's already turned me loose. No fault, no blame, nobody done no wrong. That's just the way it sometimes goes. Sometimes two people just don't get along. It's time to hit the road. Goodbye, farewell, so long. Vaya con Dios, good luck. Wish you well, take it slow. Easy come, go, easy go. Tried to work it out 100 times. 99, it didn't work. I think it's best we put it all behind. before we wind up getting hurt. No hard feelings, darling, no regrets. No tears and no broken hearts. Call it quits, calling off all bets. It just wasn't in the cards. Goodbye, farewell, so long. Vaya con Dios, good luck. Wish you well, take it slow. Easy come, girl, easy go.
Reeling in the hits all day long. Real Country, 1430.
Chevrolet, she's a rocket. Well, this town has closed down way too early, and there's nothing to do. So I'm driving around in circles, and I'm thinking about you. Today I heard you got a new last name. Sure didn't know it was gonna hit me this way. And the radio just keeps on playing all these songs about rain.
Rain in Georgia, Kentucky rain.
Now there's all kind of songs about babies and love that goes right. But for some unknown reason, nobody wants to play them tonight. Hey, I hope it's sunny wherever you are. That's sure not the picture tonight in my car. And it sure ain't easing my pain, all these songs. Like rainy night in Georgia and Kentucky rain. Here comes that rainy day feeling again. They go on and on, and there's no two the same. Oh, it would be easy to blame all these songs about rain. Well, I thought I was over you, but I guess maybe I'm not. I'll never know what could have been. Sure ain't helping this mood that I'm in. If they're gonna keep on playing these songs like rainy night in Georgia and Kentucky rain, here comes that rainy day feeling again with blue eyes. Same. Oh, how I wish I could blame all these songs about rain.
Rainy night in Georgia, Kentucky rain. Here comes that rainy day feeling.
All these songs about rain.
Eyes crying in the early morning rain. They go on and on.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Gary Allen, Songs About Rain, 749. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder for folks in Elmwood, Village of Elmwood, President Neil Botlick is going to be at the Elmwood Public Library. That's going to be tomorrow from 9 to 11. And he'll be there to visit with Elmwood residents to listen to comments, concerns, or even complaints. You get to share your thoughts and get answers. Again, that's with the Village of Elmwood, the Village President Neil Boltick at the Elmwood Public Library. He'll be visiting with Village residents tomorrow morning from 9 until 11. With the Chippewa River Trail and some of the other bike trails and walking trails, sometimes people are slobs, right? Yeah, they leave garbage behind. Well, somebody from San Diego has invented a tool that would help hikers and bikers clean up the trail. This is interesting. John McShane has created the Clean Trek. He says it's a lightweight, low profile attachment that can transform standard trekking poles into grabbing poles. Well, and then you can just grab the whatever somebody else left behind and pick it up. It includes a rotating arm as well that creates a pinching effect that can grab litter. He says Clean Trek will launch in early 2025. So if you're into the hiking and that sort of thing, maybe something you're going to want to check out so that at least if someone else has been a slob, you can clean up after them. Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy, the rinse change.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
When you see a deer, you see Bambi. And I see antlers up on the wall. When you see a lake, you think picnics. And I see a largemouth up under that log. You're probably thinking that you're gonna change me. In some ways, well, maybe you might. Scrub me down, dress me up all, but no matter what, remember, I'm still a guy. When you see a priceless French painting, I see a drunk naked girl. You think that riding a wild bull sounds crazy, and I'd like to give it a whirl. Well, love makes a man do some things he ain't proud of, and in a weak moment I might walk your sissy dog, hold your purse at the mall. But remember, I'm still a guy. And I'll pour out my heart, hold your hand in the car, write a love song that makes you cry. Then turn right around, knock some jerk to the ground, cause he copped a feel as you walk by. I can hear you now talking to your friends, saying, yeah, girls, he's come a long way. From dragging his knuckles and carrying a club, building a fire in a cave. But when you say a back rub means only a back rub, then you swat my hand when I try. Well, now what can I say at the end of the day? I'm still a guy. Thank you. as he come to feel as you walk by? These days there's dudes getting facials, manicured, waxed, and Botoxed, with deep spray on tans and creamy lotion-y hands. You can't grip a tackle box. Yeah, with all these men lining up to get neutered, it's heading out to be feminized. But I don't highlight my hair, I've still got a pair. Yeah, honey, I'm still a guy. All my eyebrows ain't plucked, there's a gun in my truck. Oh, thank God, I'm still. Yeah, boy.
She took down a photograph of our wedding day, ripped it down the middle and threw my half away. And I got nobody to blame but me. I got nobody to blame but me. She broke all my fishing rods, put my guns in hot, threw my clothes out in the yard and changed out all the locks. And I nobody to blame but me. I got nobody to blame but me. I know right where I went wrong. I know just what got her gone. Turned my life into this country song. And I got nobody to blame. My old hot rod, ran it in the pond, put sugar in my John Deere, I can't even mow my lawn. And I got nobody to blame but me. I got nobody to blame but me. She built her bonfire with my old six string, took all my drain. I got nobody to blame but me. I got nobody to blame. Nobody to blame but me.